From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in today for Jimma Gaudette. It's Idaho Matters. This morning, the Idaho Press Club hosted its legislative preview with Governor Brad Little and a panel of lawmakers who took questions on the record about their priorities for the 2023 Idaho legislative session, which starts Monday. Boise State Public Radio News reporter James Dawson has been watching the action all morning. He joins us now for more on what to expect in this year's session. Welcome back, Jimmy.
Hey, thanks, Sam.
Hey there. So let's start off with the governor. Little was asked about the abortion debate in Idaho, and here's what he said.
I'm very interested in how this is going to go. Everybody knows that I'm pro-life, but I'm also pro-life for the life of the mother. So,
Jimmy, are you expecting any new abortion legislation this year? I mean, we're still waiting on some of the results from lawsuits from last year.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we have the three state lawsuits and the federal lawsuit still kind of waiting in the wings as we speak on January 5th at noon could come out later today. Who knows? Anyway, but yeah, I totally expect new abortion legislation from, all different viewpoints, whether it's from more far right lawmakers trying to remove the three exceptions that exist right now under Idaho law, which would be for the life of the mother and rape and incest exceptions. In previous years, we've seen bills that would make it a murder offense if a mother chooses to have an abortion. Yeah. But then also we heard from Governor Brad Little, sounds like there might be some room in there to basically make the rape and incest exceptions more realistic. What we've been hearing from domestic violence advocates and sexual assault advocates for the past several months is that exception doesn't really work as the system currently is set up to, because you would need to present a police report showing that you did indeed report the rape, but you do not have access to those documents until an investigation is finalized, which basically makes it moot since it can take months or years.
Correct. Little also said he wants to take the tax off of groceries, but he's worried about how food is defined. Let's take a listen.
Hot chicken, cold chicken, $50 bottle of perfume, fill in the blank. What are groceries? That's the complicated part.
Jimmy, any chance we'll actually see the tax fall off of groceries this year in whatever definition form that it turns out to be?
Yeah, I'm not sure there, just because, it's been worked on by so many legislators over the past several years. We've had a couple bills that would increase the exemption and the tax rebate that Idaho residents get for that, but not a complete repeal. Those efforts have failed to reach the floor in the House. So it's really hard to give a good, prediction as to whether or not that would pass. As you heard there, I think one of the main problems is that you have, how exactly is food defined? Do you define it as, the way that the WIC program for pregnant mothers, if you define it within those parameters, which is generally more like fresh fruits and vegetables and food staples, things like that, as opposed to, energy drinks or like the governor was saying, already prepared food, should that count as a tax-free item?
And then you've got that SNAP definition too, the food stamp definition.
That's exactly right. So, he's basically saying, look, I'd sign something if it came to my desk, but it's such a quagmire, kind of calling out lobbyists saying like, look, I like having lobbyists fully employed, but they're going to be trying to get whatever tax advantage they can, understandably, because that's how they make their money.
We're speaking with Boise State Public Radio News reporter James Dawson about the 2023 Idaho legislative session. Little said education is still his top priority. He's made that pretty clear over the time in office. Do we know what he has in mind this year yet?
Yeah, what he said, in broad strokes. So he mentioned another round of teacher pay increases, as well as, those sort of paraprofessional and other staff members who work in education, raises for them, try to focus on recruitment and retention, whether that means added benefits or what, I don't know. But, you know, from where I came from in Lewiston, you know, there's a huge competition between the school districts in Lewiston and Clarkston over in Washington because Washington pays more. Uh-huh. Same thing with Moscow Pullman. You know, you've got the Treasure Valley and Oregon, you know, with Ontario and the other communities over there. So the surrounding states just pay more. That's the reality. And so, you know, Governor Little wants to make that as equitable as possible, or at least try to get to a place where people who are teaching in Idaho don't leave the state just for, you know, a pay raise.
Right, right. You asked the governor about the Constitutional Defense Fund. Remind us what that is and why it's important.
Yeah, the Constitutional Defense Fund is this fund that was created in the mid-90s, originally to fight what lawmakers thought was government overreach. You know, the first thing out of the gate was to stop the federal government from storing more nuclear waste at the Idaho National Laboratory, mm-hmm. Which was successful. They negotiated a settlement with that. But basically, since then, it's kind of just been the checkbook that the state has used to pay its legal bills in pretty much losing lawsuits, whether it was over abortion, laws passed by the legislature, whether it was a whole host of other court challenges that they lost or settled.
That ended up being unconstitutional.
Yes, yes, correct. And so we're talking millions of dollars that have been spent out over the past, you know, 20 plus years from that fund. But he wants to change that.
And what else did the governor say that caught your attention this morning?
A whole host of things. Another big thing in the education realm is certainly going to be, depending on which side of the aisle you're on, school choice versus, vouchers or education savings accounts. Essentially, whether public money should be used to pay for private school tuition, mm-hmm. or homeschooling materials, things like that, the money that would normally go to public school, essentially being given to the parents, and then the parents decide how to spend that money as they see fit. That is a big priority for the most conservative lawmakers, especially those who just got elected. Mm-hmm. So expect, you know, months long committee hearings and all kinds of discussions on that. And the governor did say, he's like, look, we have a constitutional obligation to fund public education. I don't necessarily see him going full on school vouchers, just given his past statements and stuff. But we'll see where the legislature ends up.
The Idaho Press Club preview also included an open chat with four top lawmakers. And up first was the assistant minority leader, Representative Lauren Ekechea. She said Democrats are worried about property taxes and growth.
We see a lot of real challenges that are making Idaho hard to afford for our working families, and we want to address those real issues. We want to reject the boogeymen and kind of the extremist bills that we see popping up. Banning books and jailing librarians are not approaches to prosperity. These bills hurt our state because it makes it harder for employers to recruit and retain talented employees when Idaho keeps making national news for these extremist ideas.
Jimmy, what else are Democrats putting at the top of their list?
Oh, man. Property taxes and education, number one, mm-hmm. For sure. For anyone who's a homeowner or renters who see, you know, constant, increases to their rent every single year, and property taxes for homeowners, as I mentioned, that's obviously a huge concern. And that's been going on for years and years and years. When the legislature decoupled the homeowners exemption from the rate of inflation. So that's been stagnant for several years now. Homeowners are paying more per capita, essentially, than commercial property owners, which has Democrats kind of rankled there. As for education, we spoke a little bit about, education savings accounts or vouchers earlier when we were talking about Governor Brad Little. Democrats are pretty uniformly opposed to those types of policies. Don't forget that we have $410 million that was approved earlier this year, yep. By a special session of the legislature to go toward K-12 education and career technical education. So there are going to be tons of hands trying to grab that money for whatever purposes they see fit.
Oh, and Speaker of the House Mike Moyle agreed with Representative Necochea about property taxes. He said it's also a top priority for Republicans, but he did have this caveat.
I would remind everybody, though, that the Idaho legislature, the state of Idaho, nobody in this building collects them and spends them. That property taxes are based on a budget, and those budgets are all determined by local entities, and those guys decide what their budgets are going to be, and they collect the money and they spend it. We don't. But I do agree that there's a concern and a problem there. And I caution our friends in local government, though, some of the solutions may not be exactly what they want, because the only way to lower property taxes is to constrain those budgets. And some of those ideas they probably won't be very supportive of.
Jimmy, that sounds like the speaker is giving a warning maybe to cities and counties about their spending.
Oh, yeah. And that's been something that Speaker Moyle has talked about for years now. I mean, this is kind of his baby. He's been trying to figure out a way to, finally settle the property tax issue for once and all, for years now. He was part of the discussions and those who formulated a plan a few years ago that would have constrained local governments for their budgeting. It would have had to take, a big vote of the public to spend more money beyond a certain threshold, which did not pass, at least that particular version of the bill. So this is how he's kind of approaching it. And it's true that, the state of Idaho gives local governments more than $1 billion a year in sales tax distribution. And saying that, look, we have no control over how the locals spend their money. I would think that those in the cities and counties who are trying to solve this problem too is like, look, we're growing at a crazy rate. We have to hire all of these new, law enforcement or emergency responders just to kind of keep up with the basic services that cities and counties provide to their citizens, right? And they just don't have enough money coming through, let's take impact fees, for example, from developers who are building these new homes. So they're just saying that growth isn't keeping up with what it takes to actually serve these new people moving here. This is going to be a months-long conversation, if not kicked into 2024.
Yeah, which is more or less what they did. Last year, Minority Leader Senator Melissa Wintrow said she's thinking about education and property taxes as well. And she brought up one issue no one else did, adding the words sexual orientation and gender identity to the Idaho Human Rights Act.
It is time to add the protections for folks who are gay, lesbian, and transgender in our state. People should not have to live in fear for their safety, fear of their work, fear of their home, fear of getting services for who they are and who they love. That's just not standing for our liberties and our personal freedoms. And we know right now that this group of folks has been under attack. We preempted a terrible thing that happened up north in the summer, thank goodness. And I have constituents that come to me out of fear and want to leave our state.
Jimmy, Senator Wintrow, pretty passionate about adding the words. Is there any chance that will happen this year? Democrats have been trying this for, it seems like, ever.
Yeah, I mean, at least 8 years. 2015 was when we had, the hearing on a proposal for that. Never got anywhere, but not to mention the arrests of a couple dozen folks who were demonstrating on behalf of Add the Words. But, it's really hard to see any path forward for that. Democrats lost a seat in the House. So they're already even more a minority than they were going into, 2022. So it just doesn't seem like there's a path forward. Obviously, we have the U.S. Congress passed, their version of the Protect Marriage Act, which basically ensures that same-sex couples have the same rights, across all states, no matter where they got married. It has to be recognized. But yeah, I just don't see that happening here in Idaho.
Okay, we're speaking with Boise State Public Radio News reporter James Dawson about the 2023 Idaho legislative session, which starts on Monday. Chuck Winder is the president pro tem of the Idaho Senate. He talked also about tax rebates and tax cuts, especially from last year. What else are Republicans worried about, thinking about?
They're worried about Medicaid. You know, this is a huge portion of the Idaho state budget. I mean, I believe last year the general fund share of that was $830 million. I mean, it's not a small amount at all. That's out of $4 billion in funding, though 70% of that's coming from federal funds. Idaho voters obviously approved Medicaid expansion back in 2018. And Speaker Moyle and Pro Tem Winder were asked about whether or not that expansion and removing that would potentially be on the table. Both of them said yes, but it's, you know, a huge uphill battle. They would have to go to the federal government and be like, please let us out of this contract that we entered into with you. And then Speaker Moyle said that they would have 18 months to, you know, say yes or no to that. So it's not really an easy, as easy as saying, nope, we don't want to do this anymore. And then it's done. They're trying to look at different cost containment measures there. Obviously worried about, water issues as we get hotter and drier in the West. Certainly, you know, tax rebates and tax cuts, as you mentioned, we've had several rounds of those. You know, each year is a new historic number, right? And so we'll see if we have a new historic record tax cut coming up. We have at least the latest figures until we get the new ones on Monday show a $1.5 billion surplus.
Oof.
So we're looking at a whole lot of money and a whole lot of new people trying to figure out the best way to spend it.
All right, we've got a minute left or so. What are the chances any of the things we've talked about will happen this year in the legislature? We do have a new makeup, a lot of new lawmakers. Is that going to be harder to predict?
Oh, certainly, yeah. Because, I mean, all you've had are campaign statements from them, you know, during the primary and the general election. I don't know. I would say there's obviously a good chance that some kind of income tax and tax rebate situation would probably happen. I don't know about property taxes. This might be the year. I don't know. Abortion could shake out depending on what the state courts and federal court says. It's just really hard to pull out a crystal ball that's not super foggy right now.
And when does the legislature start?
Monday.
And we're going to have that live, the state of the state, the governor's budget and policy speech that is going to be on live right after Idaho Matters, I believe 1 o'clock on Monday. And you're going to be watching it happen.
Yes, ma'am. Tune in, everyone, please.
And tune in on Tuesday, too, because you're going to be there along with a couple other reporters to talk about everything the governor said.
Correct.
We've been speaking with Boise State Public Radio News reporter James Dawson about the 2023 Idaho legislative session, which, as we said, starts Monday. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Sam.
I'm Samantha Wright, filling in today for Jim Agudat, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed, because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.